Welcome to the My Third Bloom podcast, where we get into unfiltered conversations about the powerful journey of aging gracefully during perimenopause and menopause, breaking taboos and embracing transformation. I'm your host, Trisha Blake, founder, CEO, and Chief Awesome Officer of My Third Bloom, where we are on a mission to empower those experiencing perimenopause and menopause. We're guided by empathy and fueled by innovation. We provide support, education, and resources. Whether you're navigating the roller coaster of hormonal changes or seeking a supportive community, you're in the right place. Buckle up and get ready to bloom with strength, wisdom, and grace. Hey, listeners. Welcome to the next episode of the My Third Bloom podcast. Today's guest is someone who's rewriting the narrative around what it means to move through menopause with purpose, power, and intention. She's known for combining science-backed strategies with real-world compassion, helping women go from surviving their symptoms to thriving in their strength. Through her work in fitness, nutrition, and mindset coaching, she's created a space where women feel seen, supported, and energized to take ownership of this phase of life. Her clients say they feel more mobile, more powerful, and more free than they have in years. And it's no accident. She's built a method that's just as much about mental clarity as it is about physical vitality. She's a frequent speaker, podcast guest, and a true advocate for reimagining midlife as a legendary season of growth and freedom. Please join me in giving a My Third Bloom podcast welcome to Tamara Mutcher, founder and CEO of Iconic Physique and Lifestyle. Hey, Tamara, welcome.
Thank you so much. Oh my goodness. Wow. What an intro. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be here. And I can't wait to hear what, or better yet, give
all your wisdom and your insights. We are excited to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying yes. So I think we're going to start things off a little easy and okay. Let's start with your why. Like, what inspired you to create Iconic Physique and Lifestyle, and how did your own like menopause experience or perimenopause experience shape the mission behind it?
Okay. So that's a lot, but yeah, of course. I was an entrepreneur in the special events industry, weddings and special events. And I kind of got to the point of burnout and I didn't know why. I was like, I love what I do, but all of a sudden I didn't. So it kind of got me to a point where I had to really, experiment with that and what was happening. And also, I didn't know that I was going through perimenopause at that time. So there was a lot of things that kind of got me to 0 to 60 the way that I kind of would never actually answer to things as far as looking at my career. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at, the fact that we got to this point, or I got to this point where it's like, wow, I don't know if this is it. Like, what is happening? I'm not sure if this is going to be my everything forever, because like I loved what I did, but all of a sudden I didn't, and I didn't know where to go from there. And actually what happened was I decided to sell my business and then, look at a different kind of business in the tropics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I haven't mentioned this often, but yeah, I looked at something else. So I sold my business. I looked at something else and it wasn't the end all to be all. So I came back and I was like, you know what? The thing that saved me in the last couple of years in my business was fitness. I found fitness. I was like, and my business was very physical. Like when it comes to, you know, creating really special events, that are beyond their luxurious events, it's a lot of physical, fitness that you didn't know about until I was like, I think I really like this part. And I was like, I think I actually, then I went to, my husband was taking care of more of the physical part, and I was taking care of more of the proposals and the design concepts and all the things. And I was like, I need to do something for me. And at the time, it's very interesting, because when you're in the, I need to, like, you're in the checklist, you, like, you have to, you know, check all the things. To actually spend 1 hour for yourself feels like self-indulgent. I actually thought that. And that's not the case anymore. And I hope nobody ever, ever, ever feels like that.
Right.
But it did feel like that at the time. And I was like, I just kind of, when I could, I would work out and I felt good and I felt amazing. And I was like, oh my God, I think I have to do this as a lifestyle and life, you know, transition and transformation for me and my friends and my people of this age and stage. Because I also kind of looked around and I was like, my friends are kind of just giving up, and they're kind of like they're just going with the flow. Like, this is how we age. And I'm like, no, you do not have to age like this. We can do things. We can, you know, we have muscle, we have strength, and we can like move and groove and all the things for as long as we possibly want to. We don't have to give up and settle. So,
right.
Yeah, that was kind of my mission.
Nice, nice, nice. Iconic physique and lifestyle. So I know you talked about strength. Yeah. And they say strength training is often overlooked or misunderstood sometimes, especially for women. We don't want to get bigger. All those things. I don't subscribe to that. Yeah. Definitely resistance training, top of the list. But it is something that's misunderstood. Why is it non-negotiable when it comes to midlife and longevity?
Because we are losing muscle as we age, so which is called sarcopenia, and we want to gain muscle, lean muscle. Let's not get confused with the fact that we are not going to get bulky. Honestly, if you were to try to get bulky, it would take years. Like, you will never see that. So the fact is that we need to maintain our muscle, or we need and or gain more muscle as we age, because we could, we're losing muscle, we are losing bone density, as well as insulin resistance, sensitivity. So we need to, and metabolic syndrome, like, we need to make sure that we are healthy and we are good to go, and we, like, you know, we're strong and we're able to move in all different directions, like, of range of motion and proprioception and all the things. Yeah. So very, very important. So you can get down and you can, like, have fun with your grandchildren and, you know, whatever you want to do in life. Like, life is, at this point in stage, like, there's so much more to living than you've ever really realized. Like, you can do all the things. You like, if you want to ski, if you want to
Anything, roller skate, dance, ballroom dance, salsa. And I think too, when I think about just being able to move all kinds of ways, just simple things like carrying your groceries.
Carrying your groceries, putting your luggage up top in the airport or the airplane, as well as like maybe you even want to surf. Like that's kind of my thing now, right? I want to travel where I can surf. So I just tried that. So I mean, whatever you want to do, like dance, like all the things, like this is your time. This is the moment that you've been waiting for. This is, the best is yet to come. Like I honestly believe that. Yes, we're gonna go through a lot of symptoms. We're gonna go through some stuff, but we can go through it together, and through movement, and through nutrition, and through lifestyle, but mostly in interacting socially. I think that's the most important.
I love that.
Yeah, I am a fitness coach and I'm a nutritionist and I'm all the things, but I think social interaction is super important.
So how does your coaching, when we talk, there's a lot of symptoms, right? And what 80% of women are going to experience some kind of symptom. So from the sleep disturbances to the weight gain to the fatigue to the ringing ears for some people, so many different things. But we aren't often the powerful lifestyle changes, like what that means. How does your coaching help women go beyond just symptom management to
Well,
actually help people thrive?
we have to actually look at what the symptoms are and where the root causes are, and also look at the lifestyle, because everyone's their lifestyle is, and all their symptoms are very, very different. So I believe in a bio-individual basis. Like I do work one-on-one as much as I possibly can. And I really agree that, that you are very individual. So we have to look at what is happening to you and what the root causes are, what injuries you have, like when it comes to working out and strength training, nutrition, it come like it, what food sensitivities you have, how you prefer to prepare your foods. How you, if you are, into like doing prepping, or if you're into calorie counting, macro counting, like there's so many different ways that we can approach your journey. It depends on you and what you're available and willing and excited to do for you.
So what does that look like? Can you paint us a picture in terms of like that whole iconic lifestyle? What does that actually look like day to day for someone? Like, what are the core elements that support energy, the confidence, the longevity, aside the nutrition and those things? Like, is there, can you paint us a picture of what that would look like?
I can, but again, I believe in a very bio-individual like kind of perspective, but I do look at movement every day. So if we're looking at, it depends where I like to meet people where they're at. So if we're looking at you just beginning, we might look at 2 times a week strength training, and we'll look at movement as far as steps, as far as maybe a little bit of cardio. And cardio, I think it, is relative to what you're available for. So it could be HIIT training. So it could be like 1 minute steady state, 20 to 30 seconds like all out, and you kind of continue that for 3 to 4 or whatever, 5 minutes. And then we go to mindfulness, and we just want to take a moment in the morning or the night, whatever works for you, because everyone, again, is very different. So we want to take a moment, like just to either meditate or journal, or, you know, just have quiet, like whether it's a walk out in the sunshine, because, you know, we want to set this circadian rhythm, and that helps everything. And then we go from there. Yeah. Just trying to think what I missed. I'm not quite sure, but there's so many things, honestly. When I work one-on-one with people, like it's, we go through a lot of questions, a lot of things, and every day is different. So it could be 2 to 3 times of strength training. It could be maybe something like yoga or barre or Pilates or whatever you like for stretch and core and back. And then maybe it's pickleball. Like there's a lot of things you can engage in, but I would absolutely, with all conviction, say that 2 times a week to 3 is strength training.
Mm-hmm. And I like that you talked about the mindfulness, just being still and checking in with yourself, right?
Yes.
Journaling, clear your thoughts. It's all part of the puzzle.
Yes.
Towards longevity.
And there's a lot of things that come, and thank you for this, because I was on a different tangent, but thank you for the calm. There's a lot of things that come up at this stage in age, in season in our lives, that are based on our lifestyle and our, you know, everything we've ever experienced. And maybe sometimes we need to look at therapy, or, you know, cognitive behavior therapy as well. There's a lot of different things that will pop up. And I know I'm kind of jumping to our Meno Squad, which I liked, like I kind of crossed out Glam Squad to Meno Squad. And those are our people. They could be our therapists. They could be our physiotherapists. They could be our MDs or NDs. There's pelvic floor, you know, physiotherapists, hair loss. Like there's so many things that we go through.
Mm-hmm.
But on the same token, I think actually therapy is a really, really good thing to look at, and really kind of look at where we came from and where we want to go.
I agree. I think, you know, one of the challenges as women navigate this season of life is when you start to feel like, who is this person in my, like, who is this person? Yeah. I don't know who this is. I feel lost. I'm not myself. I don't know who that person is anymore. Like there's a sense of loss as well. So the mental health piece is so critical to talk about and to like actively address, not just, you know, accept it. Because there's some women, we're spiraling and we have no idea, you know, why or how we can best support ourselves. So I like that you include those aspects, because as we know, the menopause experience is not just one thing.
No, it's not. And I identify with all of that you're speaking of. So it's a lot of cognitive health and emotional health and social health. Like we need to identify with those that best suit us. And sometimes we have to lose, you know, friends that might have been just social or you know, friends that were just kind of aesthetic friends. I hate to say that, but we had those, you know, back in the day. And now I think meaningful friendships and conversations are more important. And yeah, it's an evolution where we are changing, but for the better. And yes, there is a winter season, but there is going to be a summer. And I really feel like once we kind of get past that, we're going to be like, woohoo, awesome. Like we're, you know, we're living life and we're doing the things we want to do. And yeah, we just have to, you know, kind of prepare for that. Like, what do we want to do? Like what's next? Right. So you can look at what's next, like, oh, in a negative way, but you can look at it in the most positive way. And like, I am going to be all that I've ever, what I imagined myself to be and envisioned myself to be. And you're worth it and deserve it.
Absolutely. Do you think that part of the challenge of not knowing or understanding is because we don't have a clear understanding of how our hormones and everything else can impact us in mood swings to anxiety to, you know, depression? Like if there was a better understanding, like just even the chemical, the brain chemicals, you know what I mean? And the influence on our hormones,
yes.
Having that knowledge to be able to be like, okay, I recognize, you know what I mean? What that is. In order for me to understand, I need to have an awareness. And then once I have the awareness, it's like, okay, there is an opportunity for me to, you know, thrive here. And thriving is the, you know, the lifestyle changes that we're talking about.
Yes. So 100%. I think those that are before us, I will reveal that my daughter is 38. So she is before me. And I hope for her journey that she will start implementing hormones cyclically, like in a, you know what I mean? In a cyclical manner before she gets to menopause. So I'm hoping, and if that works for her, it doesn't work for everyone. So I cannot speak, like I'm not a medical doctor and all the things, but I hope that she can do that to, you know, get her prepared and ready. And maybe she doesn't go through the same symptoms that I have gone through. So, yeah. So I really hope that for her and for the generations before us. I think Gen X, we are changing things and we are, yes, we are. Awesome. Because we are going to be the first generation that is going to strength train. And if you're not, I am going to make you. You and me, but yes, we are strength training for effort. Like this is for longevity. This is for us to move, to bend, to do the things and make sure that we are capable and we are, you know, ready to, you know, take on the world. So this is what we are made of. Like we are going to do it. So, but with my daughter, yes, I hope that she's able to kind of start implementing some hormones as if it works for her.
Have you had the conversation with her?
Yes. Yes. I brought her. Hey, I think you met her. I brought her to your event.
Yes.
Thank you. And thank you for that. I really.
That was awesome. So I asked because I often share. Last year was my first season with the podcast, and I interviewed my mother. And so that would have been the first time we had the conversation about menopause.
Oh,
In terms of if your daughter's 38, this is the perfect time to start having the conversations, going back to what we were talking about in terms of awareness and education. You know, hopefully you don't get the symptoms I got, but this is what's to come, because we're blindsided. We don't know if it's aging, if we're getting older.
In our bodies, yeah. We were always forward facing. Like, that's what I look at. Like, we are just on the outside. We're living on the outside. We're aesthetics. We're all the things forward facing. We don't know what's happening on the inside ever until now. And this is the time. Like, this gives you the great invitation to look at what's happening on the inside and really figure out, like, what's happening, where you are, and what you need to do. And it's not an inconvenience, as most would think, because we are taught from, I'm going to say the patriarchy, but that it might be, because we have to be busy all the time doing all the checklists, all the things. But you really, really have to take the time to advocate for yourself and become aware of what's happening on the inside with all the tests, all the doctors, your meta squad, not your glam squad anymore. Like, it's the meta squad, and they are going to be awesome for you. Like, your personal trainer, your nutritionist, your physiotherapist, your pelvic floor physiotherapist, your ND, like whatever ails you and whatever you need to do, this is your time to really figure out what's happening for you and then flourish from there. Right?
So everyone needs a meno squad.
A meno squad, yes.
Where do they start?
Where do they start? Huh. Well, okay. So, I mean, obviously, I think lifestyle is very important. So working with strength training, work, nutrition, lifestyle, like sleep is so important. You can actually gain muscle, lose weight, all the things during your sleep if you actually do that for 7 to 8 hours. You know, walking is so important, and walking, I also like to bundle things. So if you're looking at stress management, walking could be a part of that. So walking, and you're just kind of not, you don't have your podcast in as much as I love to listen. I listen to podcasts when I get ready in the morning, but walking, you just want to kind of just take in the nature, like just, you know, think and just kind of calm your cortisol levels. So and then, sorry, I forgot the question.
So for the meno squad, because you talked about, like, you're really essentially creating a team.
Yes.
Right? So if you're the lifestyle coach, you cover the nutrition, the physical side of things, the mental, the mindfulness, etc. So I should have a OBGYN? Like, who should be on this team?
It depends what best works for you. So it could be an MD, like a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could, like, OBGYN, or like, you know, whatever best suits you, or a naturopath. Like, it depends what you believe in and what best suits you, as well, what you are feeling in your body. So it could be like a pelvic floor therapist. It could be a therapist. Like, maybe you have like, what's it called?
Frozen shoulder.
Shoulder. Yeah. So physiotherapist, like body work, acupuncture, all the things, like hair loss, like that's, you know, that happens. And skincare, like as we lose estrogen, like our whole body is not lubricated as well as it was before. So that includes frozen shoulder, that includes, you know, facial collagen and hair and all the things. So yeah, I mean, it depends on what ails you as you're going through it, but there's a lot of different things we can consider.
It's about getting the right support. Get a team
Right.
together.
Yeah. And like there's red light therapy, there's like, you know, saunas, there's so many different things we can consider
To make yourself feel the best.
Right.
Iconic,
Yes,
right?
iconic. Well, the reason I actually chose iconic is because this is your iconic era. This is your legendary era. You can do and you know whatever you want to do. You can change your career. You can become the most iconic person you ever wanted to be, like the visionary, like it, like how you maybe envisioned your life. Like sometimes we come to this point and we're like, is this it? Right? And is this it? Like, so sometimes you have to look at like, where did I want to be? Maybe if you look at your 8-year-old self, or maybe you're looking at like, where do I want to be at this point? Right. So there's so many things we can do and engage in and really, you know, that becomes your mission in life. And it's not it. Like, you know, whether you're in the corporate world or entrepreneur world, whatever it is, you can change it at this point in stage.
I love that.
Yeah.
New
Like,
careers,
like
new
you.
businesses.
Yeah. I mean, you are amazing. Like I
thank you.
You are like honestly like magnetic. Like
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have a question.
Yeah.
I have many questions, clearly. But since we're interviewing you.
Yes.
As a lifelong learner.
Yeah.
In 2025, what are two things you've learned about your journey like this year that was like an aha moment for you?
Two things. That's
one thing.
Okay. Okay. So that oh, there's wow, that's that. You know what? Like moving is magic, and you'll never feel so good than moving your body. I don't know if this was a 2025 thing, but I feel like I've seen this so much in my clients, and they just feel amazing. They see results, and it's not like weight loss or fat loss. So weight loss is not a thing. Fat loss is a thing. I believe in body composition. That's a whole other topic, but fitness is a feeling. It's a feeling, like just movement, because we were meant to move, like as babies. Like the babies have the best squat ever. They can dance. I can honestly, I'm trying to teach this to adults, and babies have the best squat ever. Like it's, you know, like it's just movement. And I think that's the epitome of life, as well as being social. Yeah. And, you know, meeting people that are like-minded and that build, like bring you up and elevate you and are super excited for the things that you're doing and they're doing. I think that is so key. So I'm going to say those are the two things, like movement and being social. And I mean, I love you. Like you're the epitome of energy, enthusiasm. And
oh, thank you.
I'm just so thrilled to have met you at the Power of Menopause. Remember?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Was that 2022? I think that was,
I can't even remember.
I think it was 3 years
yeah.
ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I felt the same when we sat at the same table. We pretty much spent the whole day at the event together. So I'm glad we stayed connected.
Me too.
I love what you are doing. I think just in terms of uplifting women, you know, keep shining, keep doing the things, Tamara. Like,
well, I will.
We're changing lives out here.
I hope so. We are going to be the Meta Posse of Canada.
Yes.
Because I think there's one of the US, but.
Yes, yes, yes. No, we need to start that movement. We need to bring it together as true community, where we support each other. Doesn't like you have a niche area, I'm doing things, but we support each other, you know? And we're all learning as we go. And so if you
don't know what's happening all the time, like there's,
right?
And I'm so excited. We are in the best time ever, like learning more about female physiology. Like there's so much happening right now. I hope that it keeps going forward as far as what we're learning with, you know, menopause and female physiology and all the things, like, so that we can really thrive and we don't have to go through all this, you know, stuff in the dark.
Absolutely.
In the dark. Yeah.
And so you are helping to bring what is in the dark to light.
Yes.
By showing up and, you know, supporting women during midlife.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so you fun. And me too. Yes. So before we wrap up, let's have a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you could give one piece of advice to the younger Tamara, your younger self, about menopause, what would it be?
Oh, so many things. So many things. Okay. So my younger self we just ate all the junk food and actually didn't eat because we just wanted to be like size 2-0, all the things, right? Shrink and there's a lot of body dysmorphia, I'm not gonna lie, but as well as eating issues. So if I could only tell her now that if you actually ate all the nutrient dense foods and proteins and fibers and healthy fats, complex carbs, and actually worked out, like did even like 2 times a week, then you would feel so much better. Like I used to actually think I will sleep when I'm dead kind of thing. That's a really bad way to think.
Oh, you were team no sleep?
Yeah, I was that. Yeah, 5 hours. And because that was my business too, like it was like super busy all the time. And if I could only say, I don't even know how I'd navigate through that, but back in the day, because it was just like crazy busy all the time. But if I could only, you know, try to introduce sleep and a health, because I lived on coffee and nothing, and it was not good. It was, you are really moody. You're at your best, is not a really healthy lifestyle. So if I could only introduce that earlier, that would be awesome.
I am team no sleep, not because I want to be, but because of perimenopause symptoms.
Okay. I know there's a couple of things, like you have symptoms or a mission, or like you just want to get the work done. Like I know, I get it. But on the same token, like you cannot be at your best unless you get the sleep, unless you get the movement in and you eat the foods that will nourish you and love you back.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
That you love and that love you back. So it doesn't have to be boring. It's not chicken, broccoli, and like potatoes all the time. Like it's things that are seasoned and fun and They don't have to be boring, but not, you know, super, what's it called? Again, brain fog, sorry.
No need to be sorry.
Processed. Yep.
Yes, yes, yes. So where can our listeners find you?
Iconic.physique on Instagram. Iconicphysique.ca on my website. And if they want to DM me or even email Tamara@iconicphysique.ca anytime.
Awesome. Well, there you have it. As we conclude today's episode, let's reflect on, I think one of the most things that you caught me today was movement is magical.
Yes. Yes, it
is. Just the importance of movement, the lifestyle changes that you need to make. You know, I don't think it's a big secret, but just there are things that we can do to, you know, continue to age well, you know, longevity. How do we continue to thrive? How do we continue to bloom? And it's about educating ourselves, advocating for ourselves. And that's all about empowering ourselves in this next beautiful phase of life. So thank you so much for joining us today. And I think we're going to say we're out. Bye. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of My Third Bloom. If you found value in our conversation, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your support means the world to us and helps us reach more incredible souls like you. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Connect with us on social media at My Third Bloom, visit our website, and be part of our thriving community. Until next time, keep blooming and embracing the beauty of your third bloom. This is Trisha Blake signing off with peace, love, light, and grace.